Welcome back to our series on recognizing and managing stress. Let me take just a brief moment to recap on the series that we've run so far. We talked initially about the nature of stress, the importance of it, that it's not a negative thing, something that just needs to be recognized and managed appropriately in order for it to work for us. Secondly, we talked about the warning signs of distress, when we have too much stress in our lives and it starts to affect us in a negative way. Our performance starts to decrease and we are unable to manage in the way that we would like. In this part of the series, I'd like to take some time to focus on some of the sources of stress in our lives. Stress can come from both positive and negative events. However, major life changes are the greatest contributors of stress for most people, as they place the greatest demand on resources for coping. There's been a lot of research done into people that win Tats Lotto or other lotteries. Most people would think that would be one of the greatest things that could happen to them. But often what happens is that because it can create a tremendous amount of change very quickly for people, it can affect them in very negative ways. Someone has once said that change is never made without difficulty, even from worse to better. So change in itself can be a very stressful thing for people to have to cope with. Some of the typical changes that we might be dealing with are things like new relationships or separation and divorce within our lives, new jobs or changes in jobs, whether it be a promotion, again, something that we would often think is a positive thing, but it can contribute to stress in our lives, or a change overall in our job because of redundancy or a change in the nature of the actual work that we do. General lifestyle changes, whether it be moving house, moving to a new neighbourhood, changes in the way that we do things, those sorts of things. Deaths and losses within our lives, whether it be of loved ones or loved things, pets for example. Or changes in the direction of our life, such as going to university for the first time. Changes in our environment can also be a source of stress. Changes, for example, in the time pressures that we might feel, the amount of competition that might be around us, and the degree of low-level noise and crowding that might be occurring for us. If you can imagine working in a space where there's a lot of low-level noise, whether it be telephones, fax machines, printing machines, things like that, can over a long period of time have a tremendous effect on the amount of stress that we feel. Combine this with temperature changes, too hot, too cold. Again, they can have an effect on us physically and also psychologically and emotionally. Sometimes it's our thinking that can actually stress us. External events are a source of stress, but our interpretation and reaction to events can magnify our responses. For example, seeing a dog and thinking how dangerous it looks can lead to stress, while thinking how friendly it looks can lead to positive feelings. People interpret and respond differently to the same situation. For example, again, public speaking is relaxing for some people and terribly stressful or distressing for others. Habitual negative thinking patterns result in overestimating threat and underestimating our ability to cope with it. It's often called catastrophizing, when our thinking is that everything that's possibly able to go wrong will definitely go wrong. So these are just examples of some of the sources of stress that can occur in our life. It's important to recognize that stress affects us holistically. So we may be experiencing stress in one area of our life, whether it be socially or domestically or professionally in our work environment, but that can have an effect on other areas of our life. How many times have you experienced a bad day at work or at study and then going home and getting frustrated with your family or your flatmate or even your pets? So the nature of stress tends to be cumulative. Over a period of time, these areas of stress that we feel in different areas of our life can build on each other. It's this accumulation of stress that we need to learn to manage and try and control. Many of those things are out of our control, but the trick of stress management is learning the things that we can manage and can do something about. If we don't manage stress, it will manage us, and the accumulative nature of stress can build to the point that we start physically getting very sick, run down, tired, what people often describe as burnt out. While many of the external events that occur to us are things that we can't always control, there are many things that we can control with that. Things like, for example, our approach, our thinking towards those events. some techniques for managing stress will be the topic for the next instalment in this series. Look forward to joining you then.